When the Buddha was first enlightened and he spent the rains in Benares, or outside of Benares, at Sarnath, at the deer park, and during the rainy season stayed, and then from those first five disciples, then various people from the surrounding area started to come and receive teachings, and then by the end of that rains retreat, after the rains were over then and the weather cleared, there were 60 arhats, 60 enlightened beings. And then the Buddha said, after the rain subsided, said, okay, everybody go off in separate directions. You know what needs to be, and go for the, go and teach and encourage others, you know, for the benefit and welfare of everybody. And but he said, I'm going back to Gayasisa, which was very close to where he was enlightened at, and Bodh Gaya. And it was a very clear intention, thought through, and he taught, he went and taught the a group of the fire worshippers, religious seekers of practitioners of another persuasion, or philosophical persuasion, and in order to lay a foundation for his own teaching. And he had a plan. And after teaching those, that, because he was there were three brothers who had a large following. And they were the most respected religious practitioners in the samanas. The Brahmins were their own kind of caste and religious basis. So the samanas, the kind of meditators and practitioners, they were the most respected samanas in the area, in Magadha. Magadha was the most important region in India at the time. The Buddha knew what he was doing and taught those. They became his students. Then he went with that group and went and visited King Bimbisara, who was the king of Magadha. You know, within a year, the Buddha had pretty much had India sewn up. So, you know, that was really organized. You know, he was really thinking through, okay, what's going to be beneficial? How do I use my time skillfully? How do I use my, how do I do this?